mightily and prosper you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me today. And thank you, really, from my heart, I say thank you for being my wonderful partner. And yes, I'm live today, like every day at this time. And I'm looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. The Lord has put a real strong word in my heart for you today. And I'm going to believe God with you for your economic destiny. I just felt it so strong yesterday. I really want to talk to you about your economic destiny and how to find that amazing place where God can begin to really prosper you. We are living in times today that we need to hear the Word of God about this. And to hear the balanced word, not the extremes. So I'm going to wait till you all come on. I'm going to begin ministering the Word of God. Hello to Aka and to Ekaterina. Hello to Vimal. Please share this with your friends because this is live right now, this Friday. And today we're October 9 at 1 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States. Hello to Eric Fami. Hello to Gaston. Hello to Gita. And I know, you know, we changed the time because I was living in California. I was coming 3 hours later. It makes it much easier for me now that I live on the East Coast to come 1 p.m. East Coast. So make sure your friends know about the new time. And hello to Deepali and Betty and Nitin and Jimmy and Akash. Hello to Shani. Amen. Hello to Tanya. So she said, Shani said, Holy Ghost, amen. I love it. Hello to Catherine, Dominic, and Sean. I tell you today, the Lord is going to really speak to you. I can tell you this, as I am saying my hello still. I felt in my heart last night, I was at my my son-in-law's, Michael and Jessica, and he wanted me to talk to his team about this. And then I thought, you know what, I need to really share this with our people. Because I've been in ministry now 46 years. I've learned a lot about economic destinies. I want God to bless you. I've learned some secrets I want to share with you about prosperity and finances and being blessed where your needs are met, where you don't have to worry about it. Because the Bible gives us specifics that really work. They're not gimmicks. This really works. How to prosper, how to have a blessed destiny economically when it comes to money. Because money is a big part of all of our lives. 90% of our time is spent thinking about money. Can you believe that? 90%. Now that's a fact according to a study. Because think about food and clothing and shelter and jobs and this and that. God cares about that. God really cares about your financial destiny. That's why there's so much about it in the Bible. So, that's what I want to talk to you about today. Hello to Henry and Sarah. Father, I thank you for what you're about to show us today through your blessed word. Bless your people, Lord, with clarity. Let them receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now, I want you to understand that God has given, not giving, He has given already, every one of us, the anointing for wealth. I'm so convinced of it. God has given you, Chad. God has given every one of you the anointing to be blessed financially. We just need to do the right things, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about. So, God wants to raise up an army of people He can trust. God wants to raise you up to be trusted with wealth, to be trusted with His covenant. That's all He's really looking for. God says, who can I trust to bless? Who can I trust to prosper? So it's all about faith and trust. So God is looking for faithful men and faithful women that will receive, listen to me, that will receive supernatural abilities, supernatural abilities to receive wealth. So today, if you look at the Jewish people, they prosper for one reason. Because they live under the blessings of Abraham. We are under the same blessings. So not one of us should lack, really, when you think about it. So, number one, Proverbs 28, verse 20, I think is like the headline. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Period. A faithful woman, a faithful person will abound. Abound means overflow with blessings. So why are people not blessed? Because they're not faithful. That's a fact of scripture. I'm giving you the Bible. It took me a long time to learn this. When I was young, I didn't believe this. When I was young, I believed in poverty, to be honest with you, because I went to Franciscan schools, Catholic schools, that grained it into our heads that poverty means you'll get to heaven. So when I got saved, I read the Bible for myself and saw, no, that's not what God said. So we all know the Word of God, 3 John 3:2, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper, be in health. So we know from that scripture and many others, it's God's will for us to prosper. But how? Well, number one, faithful. But now, we have to also understand, and we have to believe the promises, otherwise we can't really go on with it. All right? There's a lot of good people out there who just don't know the promises. So let's look at the promises. I just gave you one, 3 John 3:2. Let's look at Proverbs 13:22. It says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. That's the promise of God. So let's begin to believe the promises. It took me a long time before I began to believe them when I was young. Believe me. Let's look at another one. Now, write those scriptures down that I'm giving you. 3 John 3:2. I wish above all things you prosper, be in health. Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous, for the just. Then Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. When God begins to bless you, there's no trouble with it. Let's look at another promise I'm giving you. Psalm 35:27. Just write them down. Psalm 35:27. Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So God is pleased when we prosper. He doesn't get angry when we prosper. The enemy does. Yeah. So the Lord wants us to believe his word that he might carry his purpose. If we don't believe the word, how can God bless us? We have to believe the Bible. So he wants to carry his purpose in fulfilling your economic destiny. You all have a blessed economic destiny. Would you please say those words with me? I have a blessed economic destiny. I am blessed. I was born to be blessed. Lift your hands and say, I was born to be blessed. Come on. I was born to be blessed. What did Jesus begin? What word did he begin with when he preached his first message? Blessed are they. The Bible begins with blessings and ends with blessings. We are not under a curse to lack. We are under the blessings of God. The curse will not stick on you. The curse will not affect you because you are God's child. You have to understand that. Now, awesome promises in the Bible about our economic heritage. In fact, our economic heritage is much greater than just paying our bills and meeting our needs. Would you say those words? Say my economic heritage is much greater than just paying my bills and meeting my needs. Because God wants you to overflow. It says in Deuteronomy 28. We're going to read that because many sweet people have read that and they don't really get it, or they miss some parts of it because they don't really understand what God means when he says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, he says, "It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God," meaning not only hear, but attend to what he says and believe. That word hearken doesn't mean just to listen. It means to believe it, to trust it. "And observe to do," that means action in faith, "observe to do according to every commandment that God gives us." Now, what are we to believe? The gospel. The children of Israel had to obey 613 commandments. Think how tough it was for them. And they prospered. All we have to obey is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and serve him. That's it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you have it all. It's so simple to trust the Lord. And then he says, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. That is way greater than paying my bills and meeting my needs. Overtake you if you'll hearken, meaning if you'll believe the promises. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed will be the fruit of your body, meaning your children, blessed your ground, the fruit of your ground, your cattle, and the increase of your kind, which means your business. Blessed will be your basket and your store, meaning your bread and your food. Blessed you be when you come in and when you go out. You're the head, not the tail. Above, not beneath. You'll lend and not borrow. I mean, these are amazing blessings. When you think about it, it's amazing that God would give us so much. And God wants to meet not just our needs, but way more than our needs. A whole lot more than our needs. When you think about, look, when you think about Philippians 4, because it's both Old and New Testament. Listen to the words, please, that we have so heard and even sung songs about it. "My God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches in glory." Now, that's way more than meeting needs and bills. Come on. Riches in glory? That's way more than prosperity on earth. Way more. "No lack and with abundance overflowing in your life." That's God's plan for your life. It's time we really believe it. God wants us to know his laws of increase. He wants us to know his laws of multiplication. That's where, when you read riches in glory, that's increase, that's multiplication, because increase in glory is increase, not decrease. Okay? "According to his riches in glory" means increase, abundance, multiplication, to fulfill his purpose in you and I. And what is he looking for? People he can trust. People he can trust. What did the Lord Jesus say in Matthew, Matthew 25? Look at this amazing, beautiful portion. And verse 28, he said this. He said, "Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Why? Unto everyone that hath shall be given more, and he shall have abundance." What is this? He's looking for someone to trust. He trusted that man who was faithful and gave him more than he had. God will increase you as you learn to trust him, as you make him your source. Because you must trust God for him to trust you. I'm going to say it again. You have to trust God for him to trust you. It's a trust back and forth. Okay? Now, the widow of Zarephath. Now, put yourself in that lady's place, will you? She's about to die. Famine all over the land. Nobody's eating. People are dying. And a man walks up to her that she never knew in her life. Didn't know the name Elijah. Had never seen him before. And he comes up to her in 1 Kings 17. And what did she do? She trusted a stranger. If she trusted a stranger, why can't we trust God? Who said, "No, give me to eat first and you'll never lack. Give it to me and you'll never lack. Give me a portion, you'll never lack. If that woman trusted, and I think that's why God blessed her, she trusted the words of a man she had never known. We know the Lord. She did not know Elijah. Okay, what did Jesus say in Luke 19:17? Well done, my good servant, because you've been what? You have been what? Trustworthy. In a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. I repeat it. Well done, my good servant, because you've been trustworthy. That's what the word faithful means. You've been trustworthy. In a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. Everywhere in the Bible, you read over and over, like in 1 Corinthians 4:2, a steward must be found faithful. God is looking for people he can trust. So once we are found faithful, God will do his part. So what do? Believe the promises. And when you believe the promises, God will begin to bless you. Look, the minute he finds us faithful to his word, and we believe his word. Now it says in 1 Chronicles 29:11-12, both riches and honor come of thee, Lord. So riches don't come from the world. They come from the Lord. Let's make him our source. For the first time maybe in your life and my life. And I did that a long time ago and I'll do it again every day. And I do it frankly every day. I make God my source. He is my source. I don't trust the banks or the government or people. The Lord has never failed me. In 46 years of ministry, I can tell you without question, the Lord has never failed me one time. You say, well, you're Ben-Him. Hey, listen, don't, please listen to me. I've had bigger troubles than you'll ever have in your life. When it comes to money. I've had bigger troubles in the ministry and in my personal life. And God has always come through for me because I began to believe his word. The Bible says in Psalm 50:10-12, for every beast of the forest is mine and the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. It comes from the Lord. He's the source. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's not the bank, it's not the devil, it's not the world. God owns it all. He is your heavenly Father and he wants you to enjoy it. God is the owner. We own nothing. We have nothing in this life. We came in empty, we're going to go out empty. Paul said in 1 Timothy 6:7, he says, for we brought nothing into this world and we carry nothing out. So, once you see God as our source and your source, he will open the windows of heaven and cause you to live under an open heaven. So we have to do 3 things. I'll give them to you simply. Number one, believe the promises. Number one, let God be your source. It's so simple. And now an open heaven will open up over your life. And everything you do will prosper. Because God says in his word, in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Listen, I am going to believe God with you today. I really am. I feel faith for this. I'm going to believe God with you today that you will begin to prosper like you've never prospered in your life before. All right? I'm going to pray that with Chad and you, that God will give you your heart's desire, that you'll begin to prosper financially, that your business will come alive even in these bad times we're out there that are happening. That's the best time to prosper. That's when God shows his hand. If things are going well out there and you're doing well, you say, well, you know, uh-uh. But if you begin to prosper in bad times, you'll know it's God, not you. Keep therefore the words of this covenant, Deuteronomy 29:9, and do them that you may prosper in all you do. Everything you do will prosper. You'll never lose money. You'll never, never, ever have problems financially. So, now, what do I do to show God, Lord, you can trust me? All right. Now remember, number one, God is looking for people who believe his word. Number two, trust him. Make him your source. That's what faithfulness means. A faithful man. He trusts the Lord. So, number one, I believe the word. Number two, I'm faithful to the Lord and I make him my source, not the world. Now, number three. Number three is quite simple. Giving to God is proof, is the proof of trust. Malvakul al metro. This is where people don't want to hear it, but it's the fact. This is the part. So, no, okay, I heard this book. No. How can you be trusted if you're not a giver? It's impossible. It's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. God is looking for the act of giving that says to him, Lord, I trust you not only with my life, but with my property and my possessions. Every time I give to the Lord, okay, what happened when you got saved? You said, Lord, I trust you with my soul. I give you my life, therefore I trust you with my eternal soul and destiny. Well, it's the same thing. When I give God my money, I'm saying, Lord, not only do I trust you with my life and my soul and my salvation, I trust you with my possessions too. And God with joy, listen to me, God with joy will unleash his power on you to become wealthy, to get wealth, to prosper. It's his word. It's his promise. He gives seed only to sowers. He gives only to the sower in abundance. It says, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of your increase. He will bless you so much your barns will be filled with plenty and presses will burst out with new wine. So, giving is the proof. The Lord Jesus said, give, it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give to your bosom. And once you are living in that obedience, you will have all things to enjoy. But you have to prove, Lord, you can trust me. So in 1 Timothy, now you've got to listen to this. This is really powerful. And then I am going to pray with you because I feel the anointing on me for this today, so don't leave me. 1 Timothy 6:17. You know what? I truly feel an anointing for this. And I'm feeling it now, and I don't want you to lose this moment. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us all things, richly all things to enjoy. So don't trust in money. Money will be gone tomorrow. If you and I put our trust in our money, and we lock it up, and we are looking at the bank, and how much we have in the bank, one day it's going to all be gone. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches. Uncertain means that you can lose it tomorrow. But in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So, this is the promise. But look what else it says in verse 18 and 19. Dear Lord, I feel the anointing already flowing on me. That they do good and that they that be rich in good works are ready to be distributors, to distribute, to be givers, willing to communicate. And the word communicate means to share. Laying up in store for themselves. Watch this. This is awesome. That givers lay up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. That they may lay hold on eternal life. This is like wild that God says a giver is showing himself to be not only faithful, but someone that will build a good foundation against the hard times coming. And God will bless them in more than just financial things. Because they say, Lord, I'm trusting you. It's not about money. Forget money, please. It's about trusting the Lord. It's about saying, you're my source. And Lord, when I give, I am telling you again, I love you and I trust you, Lord. Yeah. No good thing. Come on, Psalm 84:11. No good thing will he withhold from them that obey him, that live uprightly. Come on. God will never hold back from you if you're living the life. So now, here's what we have to do. Let faith be the power behind your giving. There are three keys. I'm telling you. believe the promises, make God your source, and then you have to act, you have to give. And the second you give, make sure faith is behind it, because otherwise it's not going to work. Come to God with exploding faith. Come to God with exploding faith, joyful faith. Wrap every time you give, wrap your seed in heavenly power called faith. Woo! Wrap your seed in heavenly power we call faith. Because when you do that, you expect, you begin to expect, because it says He's faithful that promised. God will not fail you. I'm a witness. God has never failed me one time in my life. Even when I thought it's not going to happen, it always happened. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. The wealth of the sinner belongs to the righteous. Proverbs 13:22. Give, it shall be given unto you good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall man give to your bosom. Luke 6:38. And then I love Proverbs 8:21. That I may cause those who love me to inherit substance. Dear Lord, I'm ready to pray. I'm telling you people, it's not often I feel an anointing like this when it comes to prosperity, but I am now. This is the time to believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus, I agree, Lord, that today an anointing will come upon your people. Within their hearts, that faith will be born, maybe for the first time, or maybe for another time in a new way. Faith will be born in their hearts to believe your promises of prosperity. And to make you, Lord, their source daily, daily. And to begin living with such faith and such expectancy that every time they give, they will wrap their seed with a heavenly power, faith. Now, Lord Jesus, I agree with them. You said if two agree, you'll do it. I agree with everyone listening to me. Everyone not only listening and watching, but believing. That today begins their day of unending, continual prosperity. That prosperity will be their destiny, economic future. In the name of Jesus. Wow. God's people said amen. I'm feeling something on my hands right now. Would you come put your hands across mine, whether you're watching me on your phone or your iPad. Lord, we agree. We agree, even if you can just touch your phone as you see my hands. Lord, we agree. This is the beginning of a season of prosperity we've never seen in our lives. Not only the people, even myself and Chad. In the name of Jesus, I believe for them, prosperity on a scale we haven't seen before, Lord, will begin in Jesus' glorious name. Hallelujah. You know what to do now to activate it. You have to give. I've never known God to prosper me without giving. Whatever the amount, it doesn't matter what the amount is. Let the Lord talk to you. Whatever amount God puts in your heart, give it and wrap it with a heavenly power, your faith. Do it right now. Do it right now. On the platform you're watching me on, or go to benihin.org. Or you can give it on the network you're watching me on, or text it. Simply text it. BHM45777. This is a different offering than I've ever felt in a while, because the Lord spoke to me last night to do this. Now you begin to expect. Let expectation rise within you joyfully in the mighty name of Jesus. And you send me that praise report on email, telling me what God has done for you, because I'll share it with people. To Pastor Benny, BennyHinn.org. You send me a praise report as God begins to bless you. You send me a praise report. And if you want to send me a prayer request, feel free to do that too, about finances. Let's focus. Let's focus between now and the end of this month that God will really do this for us. All of us. And God will give you property in the name of Jesus, I claim property for you. I claim land for you and homes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear a praise report too. Love you much. I'll see you Monday. What a glorious week we're going to have.